Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2C. I'm your host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify. Any platform where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download your leisure. And we have a fantastic young man on the show today from Virginia Tech. And when you talk about loyalty to a program and a day and age where we see the transfer portal and guys jumping ship from school to school, this young man made his impact in 2019 as a freshman, and then he was a two-time captain the last two seasons. But it's none other than Narelle Pollard. Narelle, welcome to the show. How you doing, my man?
Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm appreciative of you stopping by. And, again, man, I want to stress the loyalty. I mean, you had three different head coaches, or two head coaches. You had an interim coach from the time you got there, and you never buckled. You remained true to heart, two-time captain. I mean, you are a Hokie through and through. Could you just kind of talk about your loyalty and what made you love the school?
So, you know, it started, like you said, in 2019 when I first got to Tech. Well, really before that when I visited Tech, and I just fell in love with it from there. You know, it was something about it. You know, they always preach this is home. And, you know, I really felt that in my heart and just through and through. Even with the coaching staff changing, it's just, you know, I love the school more than I love, like, the coaches and everything. You know, I'm appreciative to the coaches that brought me in, but I'm more so was in love with the school. And, you know, just growing up, hard working, never quitting, just with that mentality, I couldn't really quit on the school and the program. So that's kind of where that loyalty comes from, just me staying at the school came from.
I think it's very admirable. Like I said, I think that's something that kind of gets lost in translation if we just kind of look at X's and O's and all the things that go with being a prospect. Now you also, I mean, for your talents and everything, two-time captain, you know, when you first get the nod in 2022 that your teammates recognize you as that guy and then you repeat it, I mean, what's that feel like knowing that the team looks to you and you're an influence like that?
It's an honor, you know, because we just go in and put the work in every day. Guys see that, you know, guys want to emulate that, and I'm just appreciative that the guys chose me to be a captain, appreciative that they seen me as somebody that can lead them.
Now, I got to ask, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, you're a young kid in Florida, were you the bigger, better athlete, or did it take some time for you to kind of grow into the guy we see and become the guy we see?
I always was kind of athlete, Pop Warner. I tell everybody, I bowled before I actually played football. My family's big on bowling, so I actually bowled before I played football. And then my first year of football, it took me, like, towards the end of the season to really understand that all you have to do is beat the man in front of you and just get off faster than he does to get to the make the tackle or get to the quarterback. So once I figured that out, you know, everything, the rest was history. And I also grew up playing basketball, so that's kind of where a lot of the twitch and the fast and the quickness comes from.
Fair enough. Excellent stuff. Once again, Narelle Pollard, the standout from Virginia Tech, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the C2P to talk a little bit of the NFL and what this young man brings to the 2024 draft class. I ask all the guys that come on this show, if we're in the film room with scouts, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you?
My high motor, my pass rush ability from the inside, from the interior, and just my hands. I have great hands at the point of attack. Great hand placement. I know how to strike. I know where to strike. And also my football IQ, man. I've been playing like 5 years in college. And just over that time, you know, when you had those different coaches, you learn a lot of different things. And one of our coaches, Bill Tierling, his son of John Tierling, Hall of Fame NFL coach. So he taught just little things as far as the communication that's taking place at the O-line. They pretty much tell you where the ball is going to go, tell you when it's run or pass, little stuff like that.
Ha, I love it. Very nicely done. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? It could have been the scheme that you played where they didn't ask you to do certain things. We already know you're a team captain. You could be a film junkie, a warrior, or you could be great in the community. What else do these scouts need to know about you, Norrell, that could maybe help you fall in their good graces around draft time?
Just that I'm a hard worker, man. It might go unnoticed because of the record last couple of years of the school, but I'm a hard worker, man. I'm loyal to the program and loyal to the grind, you know, no matter what, no matter the adversity. You know, I lost last year, 2022, I lost my nephew and I lost my grandmother within the span of 5 months. So just staying through tough times and understand that it's light at the end of every tunnel. That's just something they should know about me, man. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep going no matter what.
Sorry to hear about both those losses. And, that's a lot of perseverance to kind of do that. And you're a young man yourself, so that's a heavy heart for a guy like yourself to kind of go through in 5 months. That's a hell of a task for anybody, Norrell. Trust me.
Sure.
How about this one? Now you talked about, you know, how last year was. Now this year, though, you get the bowl win in the Military Bowl, and then you guys crushed Virginia. So you leave the school on a high. You're leaving the Hokies on the upswing. How rewarding is it that, you know, you kind of went through the war and you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going in the right direction?
Oh, it's very rewarding, man. I laid my life on the line for this program, and just to see that it's on the way back up. You know, I came in with Bud Foster, and my first year was his last year, so just seeing how those boys played, seeing how they played defense all those years, and just seeing the standard that was set by the players that came before me, I didn't want to leave on the notion of I couldn't get the program at least starting to go back to the right direction, which I felt like we did this year. You know, now they got them, they have pieces coming in, key transfers that the program needed. And I feel like the sky's the limit for the Virginia Tech program this upcoming year.
Awesome. And I'm sure anyone listening in that supports the school that you went to is going to be very happy hearing such nice words, especially on the sky the limit for the future of the Virginia Tech Hokies. For you, we just start talking, but you seem like you got a good vibe to you. You seem like you got some energy in your voice, a pulse in your step, if you will. Are you kind of like, besides the team captain, but are you kind of like the energizer out there? Do you keep everybody loose and motivated?
For sure. You know, if I see, like, that's the thing that came with being a captain. You know, I have the guys radiate from me and off of me. So just having to bring that juice if I see the tempo down, bring that energy if I see people. Because football is hard, man. Every day, it's a challenge going out there every day and performing well at that, because you're going to have some bad days, but just, you know, it takes a toll on your body and some more stuff. So just trying to try to keep the guys uplifted and let them know that it's a blessing just to be on the grass and just to not take it for granted, because it could be taken from you like with a snap of a finger. So I feel like I was the one to just keep the juices flowing and keep the vibes high. Even when we were 1-3 in the season, still just the season's not over. Telling the guys, season's not over. We still got a long ways to go. We finished out 7-6 with a bowl game win. So I could say I was that one to bring the energy every day.
I love it. Once again, Norrell Pollard here on the C2P talking some NFL draft, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere we listen to your podcasts. You can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And please subscribe and give us a like if you like what you're listening to. Listen, 2019, I believe your first start is against Rhode Island. Does that seem like a lifetime ago, or does that seem like yesterday?
Oh, man. Yeah, it does, man. It does. And I was telling the younger guys, it goes fast, and you want it to click for you as fast as possible, because it's a transition going from high school to college. Way more people, you're out on your own now. So just telling them, it goes fast. I remember just yesterday, like you said, I was out there starting versus Rhode Island. I actually got my, got put into a starting role after the starting D tackle got hurt the game before, the Miami game. And that's when I got my first college sack. So you never know your number's going to be called. So good. I always try to tell the guys, stay ready. But it does go fast.
And now it does. And now you're here. I mean, you're a draft prospect. Has it hit you that, I mean, you know, that you're on the radar, you've done enough collegiately that you have an opportunity to play professionally?
It has hit me, but I'm just going in it with a workman mindset one day at a time and trying to get the most out of each and every day to prepare for, to prepare through this process.
Yeah, it's a fun roller coaster ride. The next few months are going to be, ups and downs, ebbs and flows of the whole thing. We've been talking X's and O's the entire program. What do you do to just, other aspects of your life? What else do you enjoy doing?
Just chilling, you know. I like to play the video game. I'm not going to lie, I'm a big video gamer. I like to play the game. If I'm not playing football, and other than that, just chilling with family. Because I barely get to see, when I was in Virginia, just barely getting to see family. So talking on the phone with my granddad a lot, just talking to family, and also just playing the game.
Excellent. Well, hey, man, we are almost out of time, and we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, you mentioned besides being a bowler and a football player, you also dabbled in the game of basketball. So at that particular age in your life when you were playing the game, what basketball player did you emulate? Who did you want to be that played in the NBA?
Young, I really like Rajon Rondo, man. A lot of people not going to give Rajon Rondo his credit, but I just like the way he sees the game, high basketball IQ. And he gets his teammates involved. And then when he does goes and scores, he can give you 40 without taking a three-point shot back in the day. So Rajon Rondo was the one I kind of looked at and was my favorite player for a while.
Great, man. I love that response. I love it. How about this one? You've seen quite a few coaches, or they could be assistant coaches. What coach had the biggest pet peeve at Virginia Tech? If you got caught doing this during practice, you or your teammates might catch some hell.
Coach Price, man, that's my guy. D-line coach at Virginia Tech. He didn't accept nothing but your best each and every day at practice, because he always told us, the D-line, that the game is won and lost with us. Like, it's going to come down to what we do at the D-line. If we win the game or lose the game. So his biggest pet peeve is us feeling like – him feeling like we're not going hard enough in practice.
Fair enough. Hey, that's fair. And every coach wants you guys playing hard. And the final one, draft weekend when it rolls around in late April, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. You're going to be waiting to hear your name called or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you kind of celebrate this next football journey?
Probably my sister, and I would say she makes good chicken wings and good steak. So probably steak and rice and then some chicken wings to go with it.
Fair enough, Norrell. Hey, that's your party. Your sister's now on the clock for steaks, rice, and wings. And you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. It's been a pleasure having you. I always tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us.
For sure. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Norrell Pollard, the standout D-tackle from Virginia Tech, has made an impact with that Hokies program since he was a freshman in 2019 and went on to become a two-time captain. And I mentioned that loyalty. And you got to love how he said, I'm loyal to the grind, and he talked about that, as well as he just talked about his commitment to the team. Even in times of dire straits, he was the influence of positivity, and I think that goes a long way in an NFL locker room. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.